Welcome back to In Focus on this Tuesday morning. Brady Bowman with you. And I'm here with Pottawatomie County Commissioner Dee McKee and County Administrator Robert Reese. And before we go on and reflect on Monday's commission meeting real quick, just thought maybe I'd ask you about an update on the Pottawatomie County Courthouse and kind of where that's at. I know in November the commission voted 3-0 that it opposed a possible listing on the National Register of Historic Places, but I think that ultimately did end up happening. So I guess kind of where is that situation right now?
I have contacted the Historical Society, and we're receiving the information about what that truly means. While we were there, and let me back up a bit, we are still in the process of planning facilities in the county, and our study and research was through BG Engineering, and we ask about saving the courthouse and how to apply it, and then we brought in those folks to talk to them. And the thing that was most, I guess, said and rejected is, under a tax lid with limited money, the cost of doing a salvation for a very small building that has no heating, central heating or air or elevator or any of the things that are required now to function, that would probably cost $1.5 million. That comment did not include the fact that in our current Justice Center, we have a basement that we can use if we build a new building next to it for storage and even offices correctly designed. And if we do those old buildings, their functionality, because of size and condition, is very difficult. We actually have a published resolution 67 years ago, Robert?
Correct.
By the commissioners that said it should be raised and torn down. It was published in the paper, and it stands as a current resolution in the county. Now, I understand the emotional passion of those people. When I was a commissioner in Dodge City, we did a 5-story hotel on the Federal Register. I also know the requirements and time and things that we'll put into it. I don't know what they're going to require today. We'll look at that. But I suggested to that group that we would save the things they thought were important, talk to us about what we need, but don't lock it so we cannot move it into a position where it serves all the citizens of the county in appropriate ways. And that's probably the most salient reason why we voted not to go on the historical register, because we could modify and adjust without a great deal of expense. Now it's at least going to be time that we're going to have to put into it. It is an interesting building, but on the front side are the restrooms, and they were built on recently. They are not historical. There are 5 historical additions, and through every one of the stone walls where they attached, they tore out the keystones and the arches. And those things are actual costs if we replicate what's going to be there. I'd say right now it's just waiting while we plan. This year we're going to do some road and bridge facilities because they need to be able to service trucks, and we're in a building that was built during WPA. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have a lot of good old buildings in our county. The other thing is the county has about 17, a couple of them are privately owned, but 17 historical buildings, and they don't have patrons. They don't have somebody outside the taxpayer to pay for them. And if we use tax credits, we don't get the money for some other program. It's kind of how that works. You can dedicate it to a project, but you don't get the tax money in replacement for it. And so it's a management question. I'm empathetic. I would like to save the tin ceilings and replace them someplace. Maybe you save the stone and face the building. Even build the building on the front new like it looks on the old. But whether we can do that old building with internal stone supports and open it up is very difficult and costly. So we'll work it through. It's just not our biggest priority right now to figure out what we're going to do that. We're in the old building, and we got in this conversation because remodeling an old school built in the 1890s to be our county offices, and the upper floors of that are totally deteriorated, and the sheetrock's coming down, and we can't put anybody up there because we don't have an elevator. And you start seeing that in a county that's moving as fast as it is and growing, and we want to hire people, they don't want to go into a building where the bugs come in the window and there's a window cooler that kicks on and off occasionally. It is just professionally required that we update facilities in probably the next 10 years. I don't know what the timeline is, but
difficult.
We'll
balance.
Do what we can. Difficult balance. And mm-hmm. With all due respect to the people who have that passion, there's a lot of people around the county who call me, tell me to do otherwise, you know, get rid of that building and get on with it. And we didn't do a vote because it was merely a cost and an opportunity to, and the Attorney General's office says we can't do a suggestive ballot. We have to couch a ballot in a yes, no, do something, don't do something mode, and we're not ready for that. So
just kind of on hold right now, I guess. It's how
well, yeah, we're going to work on the rest of the things, and it'll come up from time to time in the conversation and research. But it's just we can't deal with that. Well, we've got to bring the county forward in every health care and services and roads and bridges and everything else.
Well, plus another thing I wanted to ask you about as far as where things are, as far as EMS and Paul Waterman County EMS. I know Riley County has done a lot of different things in doing their own EMS service, and I know that has a lot of implications for Pottawatomie County. Mm-hmm. Where's everything on that front?
Well, we're doing also the same thing. We were under the same agreement as Riley County, and so our operation continues on. We operate 4 full-time stations in Pottawatomie County. And we did have an update from our director, Hal Bumgardner, yesterday, and spoke a little bit about the number of runs for the year and personnel and so on, hiring personnel and so on and so forth. We've taken over the billing aspect of it. So it's not a stretch from what we used to do. We've just have more of a direct input. We know more where the revenues and finances are in terms of that particular operation. We continue to look at ways that we can improve that. But given the mere fact that the county is so spread out, we don't have necessarily a single concentrated population such as Riley County in Manhattan, where you can probably pick up 90% of your calls or so in the city of Manhattan through the Riley County EMS service. Ours is stretched out along the corridor and up in North County and up in Onega, up in the northeast portions of it. And so that logistically is a challenge for us. And it has always been that way. And so we continue on that. We have some very good facilities. We're working with We are working with the St. Mary's Health Clinic as they go through a facility needs assessment and potentially constructing within the next 3 years probably a new EMS building. We had a partnership with the Onega Hospital and constructed one about 3 years ago in joint project with them. It's turned out exceptional, and they're just excellent people to work with. Same organizations run the St. Mary's Clinic, and so we're looking forward to that. But really, we're moving forward, and it's business as usual. I do know that yesterday was a very busy day for me because of the weather yesterday afternoon. But no, they're doing very fine.
Is there any plans for Pottawatomie County to add a couple ambulances? Because I know one thing with the way things were previously is Riley County EMS would help out quite a bit, especially for the part of Manhattan where it is kind of that Pottawatomie County and Riley County meet. And I know now they're looking at basically just billing Pottawatomie County more for that. I guess they probably didn't as much in the past. Yeah. I guess those are some key differences. And is there any plans of maybe adding some ambulances?
We're going to have to talk.
Yeah, there's, you know, for numerous years and for numerous reasons, it just made sense for Riley County EMS services to respond over here within Manhattan on the Pottawatomie County side. And still to that date, it from efficiency and response time, it still makes sense to do that. What's happened is that I think Riley County has taken the opportunity during this transition to say, okay, let's reassess that and determine whether or not we want to request additional funding from Pottawatomie County for that, and so you know that's a decision that you know, that they've made, and we understand that. So we'll just figure out what makes sense in the long run to do that, because in addition to then if Pottawatomie County subsidizes that operation, you know, Riley County also then receives the billing aspect of it as well. So we just need to look at that and see what really makes sense for both short-term and long-term. As you're aware, some of the population that we would respond to is, in essence, along 24 Highway, but also a lot of it is just right over here in the Walmart area, just across Tuttle Creek Boulevard. And so, you know, there's some logistic things that just, you know, does it really make sense to, add another station or not? But we do know that the growth in the Blue Township is going to continue and probably continue for many, many, many years at the current rate that's going on. So might be an opportunity for us just to go ahead and look at trying to create something there and move forward.
Let's go ahead and go to another break, and we'll come back and wrap things up, talking more Pottawatomie County here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.